the obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. High school band programs do so much more than teach music. They build teamwork, discipline, and community. But often, expenses go beyond what the school can cover. And that's why Murrieta Mesa High School is hosting a special car and bike show to help raise funds for their band program. This event will feature classic cars, live music, food vendors, and fun for the whole family, all while supporting local students. Joining us today to tell us more is Rosa Pratt, one of the organizers of the event, and Daniel Greenberg, performance corps director for Murrieta Mesa High School. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Start by telling us a little about this high school band program and why community support is so important.
Absolutely. The high school band program is such an essential process to the high school. We have about 120 kids in the program, and they're just in band. We have about another 40 that are in the orchestra program. We run a concert band program. We run a marching band program, a jazz band program. Like I said, an orchestra program. We run an after season winter guard program and jazz band program and winter drumline program. The program itself is so important to so many kids because it gives them a place of belonging in this campus. They, without the program, would definitely just kind of attend school and they wouldn't have something to be absolutely proud of. And I think with our program, you know, we strive so hard, like you said, for excellence and discipline, that they gain more than just notes and rhythms. They gain life lessons. And to say it's important to the community, like, these are the people that are attending football games. Our students are giving back with local fundraisers. They're doing outreach programs. We connect to the retirement homes and bring them in for concerts. But really, it's just a place of belonging for our students.
What kinds of expenses does this fundraiser help cover that aren't included in the school's budget?
Our program is endorsed by the school, but is not funded by the school. Our program in the fall runs about a $95,000 budget that relies heavily on our families. So this fundraiser helps cover the costs that we're asking families to donate. The money goes towards amazing coaches, facilities, transportation. It goes to equipment. It goes to the overall education and experience for our students, as well as the music and the show and everything that goes along with a competitive high school marching band program.
How does being part of the band program benefit the students, both musically and personally?
Musically, I mean, they grow every year. So most of our kids are four-year members, and they're coming from us from various middle schools, and they are at a beginning stage of their process. And by the end, they're making their way into the collegiate programs, and not only just making the collegiate programs, but making high-level spots in those programs. Academically, we have absolutely the best kids in the program. We have had valedictorians be a part of our program, salutatorians be part of our program. In the last, 10 years that I've been at Mesa, the top 10 senior class is highly populated by instrumental and color guard members. Personally, they're learning life skills that they can't be taught anywhere else. They're time management, discipline, personal skills, business skills, leadership skills, everything along those lines they're learning in this program.
This car and bike show takes place on Saturday, September 13th. What can people expect at this event?
It's similar to like any other local car show, but we're probably a little bit smaller than the traditional shows that have been around for a while. We have two really large shows in Murrieta, so our shows doesn't compare, but we still offer the same things at those car shows. For instance, all the registrants will get a goodie bag, they get a t-shirt. One thing we do offer is covered spaces because we have solar panels in our parking lot. So the first 75 people that sign up get a covered space, which a lot of them like because they like to keep their paint nice for their cars. So we offer that, which is a big plus. We will have food and we'll have craft vendors there. We also will have awards for our participating cars and bikes. And it's free for the public. So people want to just come and check it out. It's free to them to come and check it out.
And is this taking place at the high school?
Yes, it's in the parking lot of our high school. And this is the second year that we host this show, and we brought it back. This started back in 2013, and it went to like 2017, 16, something like that. The parents that started it graduated out and then nobody took it over. And then Mr. Greenberg mentioned to us, like, hey, yeah, we used to do a car show and my husband is a car guy and we have other dads that are car guys and they're like, hey, let's put it together again. So we took it on last year. We did it for the first time last year and then we did it again this year. And, you know, we've had a lot of people return and we actually have new people coming in. We have people from San Diego registering for this thing. So it's been pretty exciting to put this together.
How can car and bike owners get involved and tell us about the incentives for registering?
It's a $35 registration fee. And like I said, the first 75 people will get a covered space. After that, we can't guarantee it, but they do get a t-shirt and a goodie bag with stuff in the bag. And in order to register, you can go to our website. That's mmhsperformancecorp.org.
You're going to have food, vendors, and live music. Give us a preview of what you have planned.
So again, yeah, we will have food. We will be selling food and we'll have craft vendors, also live music. Our students will be performing a few songs for them. We'll have recorded music as well. I mean, that'll go throughout the day. It starts at 9 and it goes till 3 o'clock. So we'll be doing that. And then we'll have awards and also we'll have raffle baskets that have been donated from some of the local businesses that we'll have available if people want to participate in a raffle. But definitely the awards will probably start around 2 o'clock.
Tell us about those awards and prizes. What makes this show fun for the community?
We do have 12 awards this year. Last year we had only 9 and then this year we did 12. We added some more because we did have some feedback from last year from our people that participated last year. So we added 3 more. So we do have 3 that are favorites. So our director chooses a 1 car, the students pick 1 car, and then the other participants also get to pick their favorite. And then we have judges on the rest of the awards that we have, and those are the best paint, best truck, best custom. And then we also have a best of show, which is like the ultimate one that won everything. So yeah, those are the kind of awards that we're doing.
I'm speaking with Rosa Pratt, one of the organizers of Murrieta Mesa High School's Car and Bike Show coming up on Saturday, September 13th, and Daniel Greenberg, Performance Corps Director for Murrieta Mesa High School. Why do events like this matter to the school and the wider community?
It brings the community together. Like I found out starting this, when we reach out to people to join, we have Mesa alumni come and participate. Parents of former students who have cars that want to participate because they always want to support the school, even though they're out and they've gone, you know, to other college or whatever. We have such a great culture that they want to come back and help give back to the school, basically. We also have a lot of car lovers that want to come and participate. But the most importantly thing is the appreciation for music. Somehow, a lot of the people that come and participate have some sort of tie to high school music when you talk to them. They either, like I said, they might have had a child that went to school and they did music or they did music. So last year, we had a gentleman that won Best of Show. And after he won, he came up to us and told us that this, you know, it was a trophy, but you know, from high school, and he thought it was extra special because he used to play trumpet in high school. And so for him it was extra special. So I've never won an award and now I got one, and it's you know, he associated what he experienced and he thought it was extra special. This year I actually had a lady that called and said, hey, I want to be part of this. I used to be a music teacher and I want to help the program even if my car doesn't make it in. I said, oh, there's plenty of room. So of course I gave her a spot, and you know, I wasn't gonna let her not be in it. But she said, regardless if I didn't get a spot, I want to help the program because that's how important it is, and people try to reach out in that sense.
What response have you gotten so far from parents, students, and local businesses?
Well, a good response. I mean, we have a big, big group of parents since freshman year. I'm a junior parent, I guess you'd say. But since in freshman year, we've had a large group of parents and everybody really helps out. Everybody been spreading the word, passing out flyers. And then their students also love to participate in what we do because they see us doing it and then they want to help out as well. So we're like a big family. We all kind of contribute and it's a big team effort for sure. I mean, we wouldn't be able to do this kind of fundraiser event if it weren't for the parents and the students. And then local businesses, like I said, we've had a lot of local businesses that have donated gifts for our raffles. So that helps to contribute quite a bit. And passing out flyers, like a lot of these places will let us put flyers. And I always ask when people sign up to register, where did you hear about it? And I'll find out it was either through a place or because we put it in social media or whatever. So, you know, we know it's helping.
Oh, hopefully K-Frog gets listed amongst those.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
speaking of which, how can we support you?
Well, there's different ways. If it's for the car show, we would love it if you wanted to register your car and come in. And again, that would be through our website, mmhperformancecorp.org. There's also, if people just feel like donating, they can do it at that same page. It's on the same homepage. They can donate if they wanted to. And then people who just want to come and visit the car show and come and visit our vendor booths and come and buy food and just check out the cars and just be part of the experience. Come and listen to our kids play. That would be great.
And tell us again when and where this is happening.
The event is called the Concert of Cars and Bikes Rally, and it's at Mesa High School in Murrieta, and it's from 9 to 3 p.m. The address is 24801 Monroe Avenue in Murrieta. And our page contains more information. So again, that's mmhsperformancecorp.org.
And as we start to wrap up, what's your message to the community about why their participation really makes a difference for these students?
The message that I would love to get out is that music education is so important in our schools. And one way we can really showcase that idea is by having a good following at these events. We get local administration, district office officials that are going to come out and check it out. And if we are populated by community members with cars or bodies or financially or whatever it may be, the message is that music should be important and should stay in our schools, especially for all these students. And the other message would be, come and listen to these kids play. They are the hardest working people on this campus, and they love to play, and they just want to have fun, and they want to demonstrate it, and they want to entertain people, and that's why they do it. Because
do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
The passion and love of music.
I've been speaking with Daniel Greenberg, Performance Corps Director for Murrieta Mesa High School, and Rosa Pratt, one of the organizers for their car and bike show coming up on Saturday, September 13th at Murrieta Mesa High School to benefit the band program. It starts at 9, goes until 3. Anything else you want us to know?
Thank you for your support. We look forward to seeing you out there.
Yeah, hope to see you there.
Thank you so much for coming in today, and I hope this event is a very successful one.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.